Well, over the weekend, I, along with the rest of America, was absolutely shocked by what I saw regarding a walleye fishing tournament. Here are just some of the sights and sounds of the scandal that rocked this tournament.
Everybody listen to me right now. Jake, I want you to leave. I don't want anybody to touch these guys. I want you to leave.
Don't we need to file a police report?
Yeah, I would.
Jason, we got to file a police report.
A filleted fish. Look at this. Is
a fillet, yeah.
A fillet fish.
It's a walleye fillet.
He needs to go to jail.
Do you have anything to say, Jerry?
You call the cops.
I got video.
You got anything to say?
Okay, so what you're hearing there are some of the competitors, and they're standing as the tournament director is cutting open some of the winning team's fish and pulling out lead weights that had put inside the fish so that they could win this weight-based derby. Whenever I have an important fishing issue, I turn to our friend Tom Nelson, who you can hear every Saturday morning on the outdoor line here on our sister station, Seattle Sports. Tom, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm so glad you're covering the walleye tournament turpitude, because this it's so hilarious when a fishing issue catches national attention, and more importantly, the attention of one Dory Monson.
Well, yeah, because it takes a lot, because my bar is very highly set for what stories make it on the show. But this one, I always thought that fishing was a salt of the earth, good old boy. You've never met a bad fisherman. Am I wrong about all this?
Well, dude, they're kind of like elections, right? Cheating in derbies was never known until there were derbies, right?
Okay.
So, and in doing some kind of background on this, I was kind of reading some of the histories of Puget Sound derbies, you know, through the years. I mean, before there was the Mariners, before there was the Seahawks, before there was the Sonics, there was salmon fishing in Puget Sound.
Sure.
And the game was salmon derbies. They were huge. They used to give away cars and whatnot. And so, oh yeah, there was some cheating, you know, going on back here. But these guys, dude, oh my goodness. You had to bleep out more of that audio than you could actually play, because they were around a bunch of angry anglers, dude. And believe me, you would rather be trying to steal a bear cub from an angry sow than cheat a bunch of guys at a derby. These knuckleheads would have won almost $30,000. The event they were at was part of the Lake Erie Walleye Trail. Now walleye in the Great Lakes are held in almost as high regard as salmon are out here. They're very good eating. These guys just, these guys are in trouble up to their, you know what.
Okay, now this team of guys that allegedly stuffed the lead weights inside the fish, they also made more than $100,000 when they won first place in the 2021 Lake Erie Fall Brawl fishing tournament, but they were disqualified from that because one of the directors there asked them to take a polygraph test, and one of the guys failed the polygraph test. So they were obviously still or already on the radar screen of everybody in the industry.
Yeah, no question. Jacob Runyon and Chase Comiskey are the two anglers. And if you look at their track record over the past year, they had won almost $300,000. They're professional anglers, okay? And they're, you know, here's the deal. At this latest event, their fish were shorter than the second place fish, but they weighed almost 5 pounds more. Dude, you have to be, you know, probably within a pound, maybe 2 pounds, right? Because everybody's going to be so close in this stuff. So that was number one. Then when they started opening these fish up, like you mentioned, they found lead weights, but they also found walleye fillets. So they'd taken these chunks of meat and wrapped them up in, you know, around the lead and stuffed them in these poor fish's gullets. Those guys were lucky to make it out of that weighing alive, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so here are the numbers, and you just kind of started going over this. They had caught 5 walleye, and generally a walleye weighs about 4 pounds, so their 5 fish should have been about 20 pounds, give or take, you know, whatever the margin is that separates winners from losers. But their 5 weighed 34 pounds, so almost 7 pounds each, which means they were 75% more heavy than the average, which is, I would think, impossible once you get up into numbers like 5 fish.
Okay, so you and I fish together, and you know what the deal is, right? I mean, I get to work with companies like Yamaha and Duckworth and Raymarine and all these guys. Okay, Jacob Runyon and Chase Comiskey had a sponsored boat, sponsored motor, sponsored marine electronics, trucks, rods, reels, lures, tackle storage systems, and apparel, right? I'm guessing all the sponsors, all other sponsorships are getting jerked, and probably by midweek they're going to be bicycling around in their underwear to return all this stuff. But these guys, this was their sole means of support. These guys will never be allowed to fish again. They'll never get a sponsorship again. I mean, is the French Foreign Legion still a thing? Is that just go somewhere where nobody knows you, right? They'll be lucky to be if they could sign up for the Army. These guys are so hosed. But here's the deal: this is grand larceny. This is that is a felony, right? These guys could do time for fishing. Yes, yeah, that's. I mean, hard time. Breaking rocks in the hot sun type deal. Yeah,
they can. This was their only means of support, so you can make a living fishing in derbies and tournaments like this?
Well, not everybody can make it on 300 grand, Dory, but I sure could. That's what these guys are pulling down between the two, right? Man. So they're making 150 grand a year just fishing, right? And they were good at it, and they apparently had a good. I've never interviewed them, but I was aware of them a little bit. There was some rumblings and a couple of rumblings in the industry and whatnot, but. And the funny thing is, if you look back at last month's Everett Coho Derby, there was a little Coho shenanigans going on in that deal too. So
what do you mean? I don't know about this.
This is a great story. This guy shows up at the dock on Friday afternoon. The Everett Coho Derby takes place on Saturday and Sunday, right? This guy shows up at the dock Friday afternoon before the Derby, right, with a beautiful Coho, like 14 pounds. Just a dandy. Whoa. The winner of the Everett Coho Derby was a pound and a half less than this thing, right? And the WDFW fish checker looked at it, weighed it, measured it, and then they take scales from a specific area of the fish between the dorsal and the tail on the right side of the fish. Yeah. They take a few scales, and that way they can do stock separation, do growth studies, all that kind of stuff. So somebody goes, "Oh man, that fish should be worth 10 grand tomorrow," and that's when Beelzebub's light bulb tipped off on top of this guy's head, right? So he purchased a derby ticket that afternoon, kept the fish and ice on his boat, went out and quote-unquote fished the next day. Okay, in the Everett Derby, in the Ambient Derby, you have to catch the fish. This is a true story. You have to catch the fish the day of the derby. This guy kept his fish on ice overnight, brought it back to the same boat ramp where the fish checker had checked him. He walks up to the weigh-in, and the fish checker is still there and goes, isn't that the same fish I checked yesterday? Here's where the scales were missing. Oh, yeah. But, guys have been known to stuff ice down the fish, right?
So this guy legitimately caught the fish. He just caught it the day before the derby.
Yeah.
And then tried to pass it off as a day of? Okay.
Yep.
I had no idea your sport was so rocked by scandal here.
It's almost like politics, dude. Yeah, I know. It's just horrible. But
I'm starting to lose my faith. I saw a woman poker player. She was accused of beating a top pro down in L.A. because she had a ring that was sending her vibrating signals. And then you know about the big chess scandal, right?
Actually, I don't.
The big chess scandal?
No. Yeah, I only know about things on the water. That's something you play on a board inside the house, right?
But a 19-year-old kid from America beat this 31-year-old Magnus Carlsen, who's considered the greatest chess player of all time. And there's now speculation that the 19-year-old kid had anal beads inserted, and somebody was using radio waves to send him Morse code to tell him what pieces to move.
There's not even a joke I could make that I can't even comment on that. There's just nothing you can do.
So we got poker just in the last two weeks. Poker, chess, and fishing scandals. It's crazy.
It's sad, dude.
The state of affairs is absolutely sad.
Yes, it is.
This is what can only happen in Biden's America.
Okay. So I was also interested here.
Go ahead.
I was also interested to hear that you and Brock were discussing the table fare qualities of Chinook and Coho last week, and you were out catching a couple Coho and eating them fresh, and Brock was saying that, correct, you know, they don't taste as good as Chinook, but you were, you know, frozen Chinook, right, is one thing, fresh Coho is another. So, yeah, absolutely. So I support
there is a possibility.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
Bless you, my brother. All right, Tom Nelson, go to theoutdoorline.com. You can see all of his great videos and work there and listen to him every Saturday morning on 710 Seattle Sports. Tom, I always appreciate having you as a resource when important stories like this come along.
I always appreciate having you in the boat too, buddy. We'll have to throw some crab gear between now and the end of the year here, buddy.
Let's go get him. All right. All right. Thanks, sir. Tom Nelson. Go check out theoutdoorline.com. And love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO. 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.